Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in New Plymouth.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for July 2025. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading tonight's lineup is Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Daniel.
Kia ora and palmatadei. Waipuna Conference Centre in Auckland has been confirmed as the venue for the Diamond Jubilee AGM on King's Birthday weekend 2026. We have received word from RSM that they have updated the PIB 46 part of the GURL. This is in response to a recent situation with an Australian Foundation licence holder being able to transmit while visiting New Zealand. Going forward, visiting amateurs will need to hold a CEPT certificate. RSM believes that this change will help ensure that visiting amateurs comply with the same requirements as New Zealand amateurs. The NZART website launch photo competition was won by ZL2KJT, Ken Tockler. Congratulations, Ken. Behind the scenes work to set up the AREC Limited Liability Charitable Company continues. Council approved John Yildwin, ZL4JY, as NZART ALO. Congratulations, John. He takes over from ZL2TLL Don Wallace. Thank you, Don, for your service at ALO. ZL1HOG Terry James has resigned from council. He has been replaced by ZL2RO Phil Garside, who was the next highest polling candidate from our recent election. I would like to thank Terry for his service and welcome Phil back onto council. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Daniel. NZART President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. A final broadcast reminder tonight of the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club's Radio and Electronics Market Day on Saturday the 30th of August. It's being held at the Gordonton Hall, 1024 Gordonton Road. That's on State Highway 1B in Gordonton. Vendors from 8 a.m. Selling commences at 10 a.m. There's a $2 entry charge and raffle. See the Branch 12 website for a registration form. That's branch.12@nzart.org.nz. Any questions, call Dennis at L1UET on 021 747 664. That's the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club's Radio and Electronics Market Day on Saturday the 30th of August. To Upper Hutt we go now and join our NZART Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Kia ora, Jim. Tēnā tātou katoa. Greetings, everyone. We're already at the end of July, and that means it's time for annual subscription invoices to go out. These will be emailed to all members for whom I currently have an email address. I aim to have this completed by mid-August, but if you're unsure whether I have your correct email address, please send me an email and I'll be happy to check it against our database. Last year, invoices were titled using your call sign. This was due to how the data was imported into Xero, our accounting software, which is slightly unusual. I'm currently working through the membership list to include names on invoices for this year. For joint memberships, the name of the primary member will appear on the invoice, but it will still include both call signs. As always, payment can be made by direct credit or our preferred method, or by credit card. If you'd like to pay by credit card, please email or call me directly with your details. Unfortunately, we don't offer online credit card payments due to the high costs of providing that service. An optional $15 discount is available for joint members, subscriptions and transmitting members if payment is received on or before the 30th of November 2025. Now, on the topic of email addresses, By now, all members should have received an email inviting them to log in to the NZART website. I apologise for the generic look of the message. It may have seemed like spam, but rest assured, it was a genuine system-generated invitation. Unfortunately, I couldn't customise the wording. And finally, a quick note. NZART headquarters is closed from Wednesday the 23rd of July and will reopen on Monday the 4th of August. For any urgent matters during this time, please contact your local councillor or Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV, at president@nzart.org.nz. Nga mihi nui. Thank you all and take care. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. Now, from the YL Group, further to her report on last month's broadcast, YL Coordinator Topsy Scott, ZL2LS, advises that Nairi, ZL2UJT, and herself have been busy sorting out the best way to move forward with the YL Net. Thanks go to everyone who replied with their preferences. The general consensus was to go with the national system, so the first YLNet will be tomorrow night, Monday the 28th of July, commencing at 7:30pm on the national system. Those who can come up, please do so and support all the work that's been done. Many thanks, Topsy, ZL2LS. From Glenn Kingston, ZL2KZ, organiser of the NZART Sangster Shield Contest, results from this year's contest. Glenn says, first up, thank you to all who took part this year. In contrast to last year's 95% entry rate, he received only 6 entries plus 1 check log this year out of a total of 15 participants across 10 branches. Mid-southern and central regions seem to have had the best of band conditions this year. Glenn said while he experienced good band conditions on both nights in Wellington, from comments received, band reports varied widely. Only 3 VK contacts were claimed in total. Maybe an indication that we are at the peak of sunspots, favouring higher bands. Bill ZL3VZ also noted solar disturbance with an index of 38. To the open section leaderboard and congratulations to winner Grant Daniel, ZL2GD. Second place to myself, ZL2KZ, and third place went to Bill Cousins, ZL3VZ. ZL3VZ and ZL2KZ were separated by only 1 contact. As open section winner, Grant ZL2GD automatically wins the Arthur Stevens South Island Trophy this year, with Bill Cousins, ZL3VZ, second place, and Greg Walsh, ZL4GW, third. There was a great turnout of South Island stations, with a record 6 located in Branch 30. No Sangster entrant was a first-timer, hence the Transistor Trophy was not awarded this year. No branch formally entered more than 1 station, so the Tony Fletcher ZL2ALJ Memorial Trophy is also not awarded this year. The 10 qualifying active branches were 05, 12, 16, 22, 30, 50, 68, 84, 87 and 88. And with the exception of branches 12 and 87, all were active both nights. As per the NZART website rules, PDF certificates will be emailed to the relevant winners and place getters. Look out for the full Sangster Shield information in HQ Infoline, Break-In and on the NZART contest website. And that report from Glenn Kingston, ZL2KZ, the Sangster Shield contest organiser. Thank you, Glenn. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
In the world of DX, a team of hams from the UK will be on the air as GM0FRT/P from the Shetland Islands, IOTA number EU012, until the 28th of July and will be active in the IOTA contest. Outside of the contest, they will be using CW and single sideband on 30, 17, and 12 meters, as well as FT8 on 6 and 4 meters. QSL via Logbook of the World. Members of the Korean Amateur Radio League's HQ station, 6K OMF in Chungbuk, are marking the 80th anniversary of liberation of Korea from Japanese rule by operating as HL80V from August 1st through to the end of the month. See QRZ.com for details. In Malaysia, members of the Terengganu DX Aries Group in West Malaysia are celebrating the 68th anniversary of independence from British rule by operating from the 1st of August through to the 30th of September using the call sign 9M1957M on CW, single sideband and FT8 modes on 80 through 10 meters, QSL direct to 9M2RDX. Steve, ZL2KE, will be active again as E51KEE from Rarotonga, IOTA number OC013 in the South Cook Islands, from the 3rd through to the 18th of August. Steve will be using CW, some single sideband, on 40, 30, 20, 17, 15, 12, and 10 meters. QSL via IK2DUW direct. See QRZ.com for additional details. We also remind listeners that amateurs around the world will be on the air for International Lighthouse Lightship Weekend on August 16th through to the 17th. More than 250 lighthouse entries will be active in more than 40 countries. For a list of registered lighthouses, see the link in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. Our final story is about both a first and a last. The last summit in the SOTA DL Association to be activated is a first for a very determined ham in Germany. We hear about him from Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF.
Despite 18 years as a SOTA activator that have won him at least two high-ranking awards for operating in the German Alps, Diani's DD1LD had some unfinished business. This month, it stood before him, all 2,430 metres of it above sea level. The Tiefkar Spitzer, the single summit in the SOTA DL Association that had gone unactivated in the 20 years since SOTA DL was established in Germany. His harrowing mountain ascent on July 18th was punctuated by intense rockfall. Not unexpected, but nonetheless terrifying. As he wrote in his blog, he was compelled to ask, quote, "Why do I keep doing this to myself?" End quote. Still, he made it to the summit, where he soon logged his first QSO with his good friend Mario DJ2MX. Then came the pile-ups. Finally, he went QRT after one more QSO. Another close friend, Andy DL2DVE. With 66 in his log, he had transformed that lonely, daunting, rocky outpost into a shared space among friends. Diani's, as solar activator, had turned a personal challenge into a triumph for himself and the DL Association. As he wrote in his blog, quote, "I let my feelings run free," end quote. This is Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2025. Amateur Radio Newsline retains ownership of its material even when retransmitted elsewhere. All rights are reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Now to matters concerning the NZART amateur examination system. Here's project manager Warren Harris, ZL2AJ.
One of the projects I've recently been leading has been the update of the NZART examination system. Firstly, the exam process has been documented and is available on the NZART website. SHARF ZL2ST has replaced the exam generation software as well. Now the question bank has also been updated. For those delivering ham crams, I feel your pain with some of the questions in the existing question bank that really haven't aged that well. At last, we have a correction for this matter. RSM have approved this and agree with its compliance with HAREC. The replacement version is now on the NZART website and will take effect from the 1st of January 2026. In the meantime, the study guide is to be updated to reflect the changes that have been made in the question bank. Full details will be made in the next break-in, and also available in the July issue of HQ InfoLine. That's number 501. Thanks to all those that have assisted me in the review of this question bank and getting it over the line. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Warren. Warren Harris at L2AJ, Project Manager for the NZART Amateur Examination System Update. Finally, in tonight's broadcast lineup, we join Stephen McNeil at L4HG with news received from NZART branches.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to another roundup of news from around your area. And we start with the Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03, NZART. On Saturday the 23rd of August, there will be a special general meeting to approve the new club constitution, and that will be at 3000 Great North Road in New Lynn. NZART Branch 89, the Radio Electronics Group, is having a ham cram on the weekend of August the 16th and 17th. It will be held at the Glenview Club, which is at 211 Peacocks Road in Hamilton. Now, if you're interested in attending, then please get in touch with Chris Hatton, 01CJH, and the email address is atmy01cjh@gmail.com. On Thursday, the 7th of August, there will be a Meshtastic users meeting starting 7pm at the Tatahi Bay Amateur Radio Club Rooms, which is on the corner of Turetti Road and Pene Avenue. The convener is Ted, 02TB, and includes content from Steve, 04NT. And the purpose is to meet and to learn about how to get the best results from your Meshtastic radio nodes. The meeting will include a show and tell of radio nodes, a look at best practice and Meshtastic application settings, and a session on antennas for 900 MHz. There will also be an open forum. To Nelson Branch 26, and the next meeting is on the 20th of August and will be a special general meeting to process the adoption of the new constitution. So it's an important one to attend, and it will be held in the Inner Glen Community Hall starting 7:30pm. And as a special bonus, Malcolm, ZL4MWB, will give a presentation about firefighting in Australia, and Peter, ZL2PHS, will conduct a pre-loved equipment sale and auction. And finally to Christchurch Branch 05, where there is a contest meeting on Monday the 28th of July at 7:30pm to discuss the various upcoming contests where the branch is going to be operating. And that will be at the club rooms in Idris Road in Fendleton. Well, Jim, that's all from me. Back to you.
And thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. And that's the broadcast for tonight. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday the 31st of August. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for July 2025. Good night, everyone. Good night now.